if you go back to that, to derive the vision and the strength which is often necessary to make the best decisions in life. I think many of us make good decisions in life. We are devotees, we have a general spiritual orientation, so our decisions are, well, we can't say they're always good. Sometimes we really make mistakes. But there are best decisions, something which can, and with best decisions I mean decisions which bring you into the realm of your possibilities. And they are usually unlimited, whereas what we live is just a small section from this unlimited possibility. So we need best decisions, not just good decisions, to jump out of the box and see what is there. A whole beautiful life, a free life, free, unlimited. Good. Hare Krishna. So we will quickly sing Jaya Radha Madhava and then go quickly into the subject. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe.
Open the book.
Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe.
I go.
Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe.
Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bol.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ayo harati vai pungsam. Udyang astam chayanaso. Tasya te yachano nita. Utama shloka vataya. Na yo harati vai pungsam. Udyanastam chayanaso. Tasya te yachano nita. Utama shloka vataya.
Yes, please.
Yes, one Madhaji or two, please.
Ayo
Ayo harati vaipungsam. Ujjanastam chayanaso. Sasyate yachanonita. Uttama shloka vataya. Ayuhu.
Duration of life.
Harati.
Decreases.
Why?
Certainly. Pungsam. Of the people.
Udyan.
Rising.
Astam.
Setting.
Cha.
Also.
Yan.
Moving.
Aso.
The sun.
Tasya.
Of one who glorifies the Lord.
Nrite.
Except.
Yat.
By whom.
Chanaha.
Time.
Nitaha.
Utilized.
Uttama shloka.
The all good personality of Godhead.
Vartaya.
In the topics of. Hare Krishna. I was choosing this verse because yesterday or today early in the morning, maybe 1 o'clock, I received one message on Madhusudan's mobile telephone. The message said that Nityananda Priya is now requiring care because she is in the, you know, the different steps of care, stage number 3. That's very high. They really need care, or they will have to go into an old age home where the supply, it seems, of offerable food is not guaranteed. So I remembered how I was meeting Nityananda Priya maybe 20 years ago, or 25 years maybe. I'm not so good in remembering numbers of years. So, and now she is, yes, she's not dying, but she's preparing for the last journey. If any one of you, before I forget, wants to be, to care for her, you would be most welcome to do so. And there would be a substantial, income for you, because the German state takes care of old citizens. If you are interested to inquire more, please go to Madhusudan or directly to the Vaishnava care system. So I was choosing. I knew her as a very lively teacher. She taught Polish people Krishna consciousness. She was in different academies and seminars. She was a really powerful preacher. And remembering this verse, both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. Everyone will be in this situation. It is normal. The sun is constantly taking your life duration, except for one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all good personality of Godhead. Purport. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life. Sorry, I'm
I forgot something.
It has a reason.
Purport. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration, it means it makes it faster, of devotional service. Time and tide wait for no man. Nowadays we would add woman. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. What is valuable for you? You have to identify that, not just live. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, Jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he's mainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, his form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes in contact with any of the above mentioned energies of the Lord, through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. Note, Krishna has a few contact places. First is always mentioned the name, but also the form. Some of us feel more inclined to deity worship than maybe to chanting extra rounds. The qualities, others of us may like to think about Krishna and his beautiful pastimes. Good. His entourage, everything around Krishna, and personality, all are identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above mentioned energies of the Lord, through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words. Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there any failure. A slight beginning of such devotional service is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body. The transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. More Krishna Katha, please. Yes, no, it's not enough. More.
oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization, just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all the other parts. No, Prabhupada once says, when one apple of an apple tree is mature, it's either immediately everything else is mature, or it goes very fast once it has started. So when you also hear about Krishna, and you understand, oh, Krishna, 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 then this realization implies the total realization of Krishna. It is complete. It brings completeness. Gaura Hari, I feel that tiredness has now entered my audience. We have to have a little fresh air. You can feel it. This is like goes. It's energetically the prana goes, and would you like to breathe a little? Free oxygen. In Japan, you have to pay for this. Here it's for free for you. So, as we say in London, Gaur Krishna has instructed me, listen up. Yes, I'm learning from Gaur Krishna. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Shukadev Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Yes, a devotee may also get gray hair. Vishwadev has complete gray hair since, I think, 10 years ago it started. I forgot the years always. And yes, gradually we all approach Pflegestufe 3. You know the situation in our bodies where we need care of others to survive. But if simultaneously on a parallel line our spiritual maturation takes place by devotional service, then we go simultaneously into a life of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. In the rest of the purport, this is a little lengthy, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is quoted by Srila Prabhupada as saying that if you give a little money to a worthy brahmana as a donation in charity, it comes back to you manifold. But if you give just a little for Krishna, you cannot estimate what comes back to you from the All Merciful Lord. It's so much. Please join me in the pranam mantras. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Devine Shashanyavane Rajatarinatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasani Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Whilst in Vrindavan, I was invited after the month of Kartik to the Krishna Balaram temple. The devotees are very, very kind to us by inviting us to sing the last offering, the Damodarashtakam. In the month of Kartik, the last night, the full moon night, it's very sacred to all those in Vrindavan. And the following day, I was requested to give the Bhagavatam lecture. And usually, yes, when there are many devotees, the lecturers are coming in the courtyard of the temple. You see devotees all over, from the altar to the door, entrance door, and before Prabhupada's Samadhi. Many devotees come nowadays to our temple. And of course, I just come from a total different experience of where I was not accustomed to people, so I thought, better you think about what you say very carefully. It needs to be a message for everyone. And in preparing this last lecture for all of you, I remembered the subject of that lecture, which described the most intelligent use of the human form of life in very convincing terms. I would like to read today from the Krishna's instructions to Uddhava in the 11th canto, chapter 29. It's towards the end of Krishna's instruction. Afterwards, he will not see Uddhava any longer in this world, because he will send Uddhava to go to Bhararikashrama to tell the informations of the Uddhava Gita, not Bhagavad Gita, that was spoken to Arjuna, the second Gita, where Krishna instructs really very powerfully humankind. Is the Uddhava Gita. So he would not see his dear beloved cousin Uddhava, who looked just like Krishna. When Uddhava came once with a message from Krishna to Vrindavan, all the Brijbasis thought Krishna has returned. He had a bluish complexion, lotus eyes, and Krishna had given him his own cloth. So he looked really, you know, almost like an identical twin. Of course, there was not the Srivatsa lock and the Kustuba Mani and the Lakshmi Rekha, that golden line, but he looked very similar to Krishna. Even the gopis were bewildered, who know Krishna really good, how he looks and all. So he said to Uddhava his last message. He said, Bhakti, this process of Bhakti, Uddhava, is the supreme intelligence of the intelligent. And it is the cleverness of the most clever. For by following this process of Bhakti, one can in this very life make use of the temporary and unreal to achieve me,
the eternal reality. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes, this is something which I think the money-oriented amongst you will immediately understand. Is someone not very intelligent who gives a little coin and gets, we would say in German, ein Batzen aus Gold, you know, in good English, and he gets a whole treasury of gold by just investing a little insignificant coin? Is that not an intelligent person? And then he says, the inhabitants of Bharata Bhumi, that's us, planet Earth, who are mortal and born in low families, yes, can offer me their bodies, which are actually not worth even a penny. You know, he speaks of water, mucus, blood, you know, no need to before breakfast to go into the details here. I have to say the whole thing. The inhabitants of Bharata Bhumi, who are mortal and born in low families, can offer me their bodies, which are actually not worth a penny, for they are often deformed and will eventually be afflicted with old age and disease. They can offer this. But through this offering, they can attain me, the ocean of sweetness. I accept their offerings. I, who am supposed to be the cleverest, I give myself with joy to the devotees, along with my priceless ornaments, my bracelets, and my crown. Those who are money-oriented, again, you can't imagine how valuable the crown is which you get by offering your temporary body. Those who are devotionally oriented, you can't imagine the ananda, the deep spiritual satisfaction which the soul achieves when it comes close to the beloved Lord. It is not fathomable. You can't understand it. Atashi Krishna Namadi, Rupa Goswami says, the mind can't just grasp Krishna's name, form, his qualities, his pastimes. It's not. So you offer something not so valuable, and you get something in return which is more valuable. In this purport, this point is also repeated. Prabhupada says there's a guarantee. If you give money in charity, you will get it back regardless the proportion. The benefit will come. Similarly, he says, a moment passed in the association of the devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. No? In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus. Impetus means ein Anreiz, ein Anstoß, something which drives you on. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. Of course, the question is, what does it mean to give my body to Krishna? What does the Lord think about this question? What do I have to do? And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes it clear, and I think you will like his instruction. Where in this ocean of notes? Is this maybe here it is? Yes. What does it mean to give one's body to the Lord? Would you like to hear this? It means to engage the ear and other organs in hearing, chanting, remembering, and service. When you hear, you will also speak about it, you will remember it, and you will do service. I was very happy. I tried to give a little children lectures. I'm saying I'm trying because I'm really not so talented in this. It's difficult audience, the children, so restless. And when they're bored, they will let you know immediately. Not like you who are politely listening, although you're tired and all. Children will get up, talk, throw things at you. Hare Krishna. So I tried my best, sweating profusely. One little child, I forgot her name, child of Ananga, Manjari and Agastya Muni Prabhu, the child came and repeated almost verbatim what she had heard. And he said this and this, and then Putana this and that and the other thing and so on. This is natural. When you hear properly with attention, you want to share with others. If you don't hear about Krishna and you hear only the news and what is the weather and what is the new application, it's called app on your mobile telephone, you can only talk about that. But if you hear about Krishna, whoops, you will feel inspired to share that, remember that, and do also service, because Krishna is wonderful. So you give your ear first, then you engage the tongue in chanting. So if the tongue is engaged in chanting, if the ears are engaged in hearing, yes. If the hands are engaged in service, yes. Then one is giving one's body to the Lord, and the Lord will return, like the verse says, by making use of the temporary and the unreal, that's our body and our so-called existence, which is here for a few days, like a drop on the leaf of the lotus. If you give that, you achieve Lord Krishna and the eternal reality. This is called intelligence, I would say spiritual intelligence, which I think is a good idea. I would like to make two other points. This was the first point, to engage what is temporary to reach what is eternal. The second point is something which I feel very much about. When I was a little child, I would constantly have a dream or an image that I would be able to go to God and asked him for one desire that he would fulfill. And I thought it is well possible, because I was reading the Bible as a child, and going to, like Germans go to the Bible education in the old times, and I was thinking, yes, it is possible that the Lord will appear before me one day, just like he appeared to Moses as a flame in a bush. And then I said, I better prepare my mind, because I will be a little excited, so that I need to find out what will I ask him when the opportunity arises. And I was really thinking very hard with my childlike brain.
And finally, I got the answer. And I programmed my mind to not forget the answer if I will stand one day before God. And my plan was I will ask him for a magical wand, zu Deutsch ein Zauberstab. You know, it's what the Harry Potter and all, Simsalabim, and you know that stick. You know, I would ask him for this because this would guarantee me unlimited other possibilities. One desire which would fulfill many other desires. That was the idea as a child. I feel in Krishna consciousness the Lord is offering us this opportunity that we can, while we may not be free to determine what will happen in the next life, in the next year, the next year. No one will be able to say for sure what the next year will bring. But what the freedom we have as souls is to desire. That you have heard in multiple lectures. I will not talk about this here in detail. We are not the controllers of the material energy, but we are given the chance to desire. And very often the Lord reciprocates, or if we are not focusing our life on him directly, I mean, if a living entity doesn't do it, you do it, then the material energy will respond to the desires of the living living being. There was a book which was selling very, very well. It's bringing out an insight which many, many people have, that if you are focused on your desire, you are really there. There is a good chance, if you can envision it and see it, that this will come in your life. You will attract it. People speak about the law of attraction. No? You have heard about this most probably. There is some truth in this, although this works also only, like everything else in this world, in a limited field, not in an unlimited field, as people want to know. But of course, already many people think, well, it's quite unlimited, you know, don't be so pessimistic. You can really do and change a lot. And yes, it is true. It is, there's good, but you cannot really go beyond a certain border. So if Krishna, what would you ask for Krishna? You can ask something for Krishna. We hear from this verse, Krishna's ready to enter into a relationship with you. When you give something to him, he gives himself to you. That was the verse. In the Gita, he says the same. Ye yatamang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyam. You know, in the degree someone surrenders to me, I reward himself. He's ready to enter into such a relationship. So what will you ask? Let us ask the question, what do great devotees ask? And let us see if we can become inspired by their requests. There are two devotees I would like to mention today. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was at the last stage of life, he asked for three blessings. And as we find out,
a little, no, in the 10th canto, this is in the first canto, in the 10th canto, there is one florist. Florist means a man who deals with flowers, he makes garlands. His name is Sudama in Mathura. And Krishna and Balaram actually visit him, and Krishna is there before him, and Sudama asked for the same three things as Parikshit Maharaj asks at the last stage of his life. Would you like to know about the three blessings which they want? Parikshit says, if I should take birth again, I wish for complete attachment to the infallible Lord Krishna. I want attachment in my heart. I want the association with his devotees. And I want friendly relationships with all living beings. This is all I desire. This is all that I require. Now Sudama, imagine this situation. Krishna and Balaram have entered Mathura. They have already announced their intention by breaking that powerful dhanur, that bow of Lord Shiva, which 100 people can't carry. And yes, they will make an end to the despotic rule of this demon Kamsa. And they now visit their devotee, Sudama. And they are before Sudama. And Krishna says, you wish for something? He smiles. He is very joyful, like he always is. And extremely merciful. There is around his, the corner of his eyes, there is this Sudakar. Sudakar is like, you can see it like a substance on energy, which the Lord has. It's unlimited compassion and love for his devotees. It's coming out of his eyes. Sudama standing before the Lord. And the Lord wants to hear, what do you want? First, he's not able to speak, but the Lord again says, what do you wish for? And Sudama answers, my Lord, I want unshakable devotion to Lord Krishna, the supreme soul of all beings. What does do? Unshakable devotion. Not this up and down, sometimes hot, sometimes cold, and most of the time cool. No, unshakable devotion to the Krishna, who is the supreme soul. Then I want friendship with his devotees. And then he says, I want transcendental compassion for all living beings. There's one type of compassion where we want to better the material situation with food and clothing and work. And there's transcendental compassion where we wish something for the eternal soul, that soul will be able to go forward. So Sudama wishes this. And now the interesting thing is when that he asks for these three things, but Krishna gives him other things as well. And the Bhagavatam is there to teach us. The Leelas of the Lord in this world have this very strong aspect of teaching all the souls. Now I see in this Leela that the Lord says, if you are focused on this, all else will follow. What were the three things? Attachment. What type of attachment? Unshakable, steady, not that the wave of life comes and oops, I'm in New York and my desires are in modern advancement. Unshakable devotion, also in New York, even. Then, Friendship with the devotees. Yes, some of us lament, oh, I can't find devotees with whom I can become friends. Could it be that this has two reasons? One is, yes, you have not found the right devotee. Another reason, could it possibly be that it has something to do with you? I mean, just theoretically. just theoretically. I'm not want to disturb you in the morning. I think we should be bold to ask such questions. I'm preaching in Krishna consciousness and Prabhu's Mataji's. There are ultra devotees, and there are devotees which are as wide as the universe, you know, and everything in between. I've seen all intellectual degrees, all far outness or specialities. I've met everything. It's nice to be in such a sangha. There is the right devotee for you, the right friend, I mean now. I'm thinking of friendly relationships to devotees. There is it. Just prepare your heart a little bit. Become a giver, not someone who expects always, but who serves, and a new dimension in life will open. So, Krishna, would you like to know what he gives him? He says, yes, Sudama, you will get attachment, unshakable. You will get friendly friendships with the devotees. Yes, you get your desire fulfilled, transcendental compassion for all living beings. I know Krishna likes if his devotees are compassionate to others. That's he says in the Bhagavad Gita. And then Krishna gave him strength. He gave him long life. He gave him fame. Even we talk now, so many years later, about Sudama from Mathura. He gave him beauty and ever-increasing prosperity for his family. The idea is Krishna takes care of his devotees. He says so in the Bhagavad Gita. And the needs, what is necessary for them, Krishna likes to give it. Like a householder who is appreciating his family, his dear wife and his wonderful children, he doesn't consider it a burden to go and bring wealth to the family and bring cloth to the family. He considered it's his honor, his pleasure to bring things which the family can use and to go forward. So Krishna considers it not a burden to take care of the devotees and their needs. He likes it. He is like this. Our Lord is a Lord of love. He is our wonderful Lord. Good. Last message. First message was make use of the temporary to get the eternal. Second message was three blessings from which a lot of other blessings flow. And the third message is, if you still can take something in, is association with devotees. We started our first class when you all arrived, the welcome lecture. I forget, the days were just boom, coming by like a flash. But we started there's a problem with New Year's resolutions. I will be more in the temple. Yes, I also have Brahman initiation. I've forgotten it a little bit, but I have it, and I can go on the altar and serve Radha Madan Mohan or in other temples. Yes, and I'm not dead yet. I understand. I can do something to invite people to share what is valuable for their life. I'm also. It's all right. All right. Yes, I'm understanding. Yes, but there is a problem with these type of
resolutions. We say in German, gute Vorsätze. There is a problem, and that is that we are weak. Our willpower is weak. And the material energy is strong. And it has the tendency to overwhelm with situations which we just did not count on. We did not expect them. The Maya Shakti has a strong covering influence and a strong pushing influence. It brings us into situations where we may not even remember these good ideas, these proposals. We may forget the New Year's messages. We may be just only in the position where we react according to our maturity, you know, and just feel anxiety and so on. I know I'm a human being. I'm in this situation. This happens to me, and therefore, good resolutions or good wishes are often not enough. Because they are weak in the face of the overwhelming power of the material energy. Weak in the face. You may be strong, but in the face of the overwhelming, powerful material energy, which manifests planets, my dear devotees, it's powerful. Don't think you are strong enough to stand up to such a force, the force of the material energy. So alone, when you stand alone, and if the covering potency comes and the pulling potency, the pushing potency comes, let's be honest, we are devotees, we can talk about these things. We don't need to just hide behind a cloud of high but often unattainable philosophy. No, we can say how it is. But my dear devotees, Krishna knows this. And Krishna loves us anyways. And he has thought about this. And he has thought what to do about this. Krishna talks about this point very, very emphatically. Emphatically is einfühlsam, but also urgently, nachdrücklich, to Uddhava. No. He says, an intelligent person, again he appeals to our spiritual intelligence, not to the material parts in us. An intelligent person should take up the association of saintly devotees, whose words cut off the excessive attachment of one's mind. No. Our whole problem is due to material attachments. That's why we suffer when we don't get it and when our expectations are not met in life. The saintly devotees who live a life focused on attraction to Krishna, who are friendly with living entities and who show compassion to others. No, they don't hide. They are able to help us to overcome what gives us so much pain in the heart. And Krishna says, when one comes to these devotees, one chants my glories, and one is purified of all sins and becomes dedicated to me, and thus he achieves my bhakti. Lord Krishna ends his discussion about devotee sangha. He says, devotees give one divine eyes, spiritual eyes. Haven't we seen this multiple times when we were able to open our hearts to devotees and they spoke to us how our vision or perspective on one subject changed? And with the change we felt relief. Have we not experienced this at times? We have.
No? We have, no? We have experienced. My devotees bestow divine eyes, not like the sun, which allows only an external sight,
you know, that we can see things. No, Krishna speaks of an internal vision here, a spiritual vision, a vision we have lost, the vision of Him and Radha and Vrindavan. No, that comes.
Yes, they bestow divine eyes. My devotees are once real worshipable deities. Wow! And real family. They are one's own self, and ultimately the devotees are non-different from me. What Krishna has in mind as he speaks is, when I like to be where the devotees are, I feel attracted to where the devotees are, especially where there's the talk about me going on, the Krishna Katha. Yes, believe it or not, there's a Sanskrit word describing this quality of Krishna. The Krishna likes to be glorified. He has all the right. He is the only one who can be glorified without any reservation. No? Well, once there was a reservation. Dhanada Maharaj told about this. There was a woman-hater disciple of Prabhupada. She just did, not woman-hater, man-hater disciple. This was a lady who just had so many bad experiences that now she had come to the conclusion men are untrustworthy and hated them. So she joined Krishna consciousness to find shelter against the material, from trying shelter. It's a very interesting story. So what you have most probably laughed about, that was not her issue. You know, the role of the woman in the Hare Krishna movement, no. Her issue was different. After half a year, she couldn't take it any longer. And he said, I hate that this male person, Param Purusha, Krishna, is always worshipped. I just... You know Prabhupada's answer? It was so genius, so compassionate. So, how is this English word? When you have empathy, then when you answer... How do you answer then? Empathically. Do I say empathically? Do I say it correctly? Like with empathy, mit Einfühlsamkeit. So Prabhupada said, when she said, I hate to always worship that male person. Ah, Purusha. Prabhupada said, no problem. We worship Radharani. Radha Krishna, no, one and different. Of course, you know, you can imagine someone who has such a misunderstanding, he will be, or she will be, or whatever, will be light years away from the understanding of who is Radha. But Prabhupada, no problem. See this picture here? Oh, so beautiful. We worship her. And Prabhupada at other occasions said, we worship more Radha than Krishna. At other occasions he did say this. Yes, let us not go in this part of the philosophy, because it gets really spiritual. And yes, we worship more Jai Sri Radhe, as always said in Vrindavan. But this is another subject. So, my dear devotees, association of devotees. There you get a new perspective, a spiritual perspective, and Krishna is there. You can meet Krishna.
I often say to devotees who have come to difficult phases in their life and asked me, where is Krishna, please? Where is the compassionate God now? Why could this happen? And I always say, now you will see how Krishna comes to you through his devotees. I've said multiple times, and it would work. So I really request you to take this as the third message with you. Alone we try our best, and Krishna sees this. But in the face of the material energies, we are often finding ourselves to be a little weak. So let us know where we can find Krishna and how we can find him in the association of devotees. Many of you have come and said, oh, we appreciated this festival so much. You know what is the motto of this festival? Sangha. Association of devotees, where we want to make an effort to glorify Krishna through chanting, singing, dancing, sharing with other devotees. And this is, I want to say, thank you for the two dramas. This is how we say it, you know. The two performances, I would like to say. They showed Krishna from various perspectives, and it's very, very endearing to our heart. It's a very important contribution. I want to encourage the devotees behind it to think more and more of such contributions in the association of devotees, because that's what devotees do. They make plays about Krishna, performances about Krishna. Since time immemorial, they do this to glorify their beloved Lord. Dobro. So I thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful Krishna-filled new year. I will not take questions and answers here in the public forum, because we know that you are, some of you have ants, ama, in the devotees. They need to start, you know, their journey to wherever they are. I really sincerely wish all the best. It's my desire that we meet more often in the new year during these programs. There are wonderful programs coming up, and you know where to find the dates and what the programs are. Please let us have meet when I give programs, lectures somewhere, and we can also then, if there's little time, we will can see that we can meet as many as you personally. So all the best, good start, let me just summarize, because I know my audience. The message was about using your spiritual intelligence to use this life to reach eternity. It was about three powerful blessings which we could look forward to. Please say, attachment to the Lord, best is unshakable. Yes, then? Friendship for the devotees. And compassion to the living entities. Yes, and we talked a little bit more about friendship with devotees in the last point. And from there, all required blessings will flow. Please don't doubt. This is in the experience of the devotees of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, jai jai Sri Radhe, jai jai Sri Radhe, jai jai Sri Radhe. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So don't go. The sweetest part of the presentation is waiting. Gaura Hari's amazing announcements.